Do you know the devil's agenda about sexual immorality? Are you the devil is using this sin to deceive more souls and destroy them? Sexual immorality is a powerful tool of the demonic kingdom used to bring down a lot of God's children. Every sin is sin, but sexual immorality among the top tier is sins. As Paul rightly said, the one that commit adultery does so with the body, so every sin man commit is outside the body, but sexual immorality is done with the body. This is what the enemy uses to capture a lot of souls of Christians. In the demonic kingdom, sex is used for initiation into a higher power or level in their wicked practices. Today, we are going to do know God's mind about sexual immorality and the consequences it comes with. I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. The will of God for Christians concerning proper sexual behavior is quite clear, namely, that they abstain from sexual immorality. The conjunction for links this command to Paul's previous exhortation that the Thessalonians strive to excel more, for :1:2. Paul already knew his readers desired to do God's will, cf. 1:3:10, but he also realized they needed to know more specifically what that will encompasses. In view of the permissive culture in Thessalonica, Paul considered abstention from sexual immorality to be the first priority in the Thessalonians' devotion to sanctification. As already discussed, every imaginable sexual vice was rampant in and around Thessalonica. Therefore, Paul was especially concerned that the Thessalonians could easily fall back into their former habits. So he gave them the direct, uncomplicated command to abstain from sexual immorality. Abstain means complete abstinence, in this case, staying completely away from any thought or behavior that violates the principles of God's word and results in any act of sexual sin. Sexual immorality, porneias, is a term used to describe any form of illicit sexual behavior. Sexual immorality is considered a sin and is viewed as a tool of the devil to destroy lives. The Bible teaches that sexual relations are a gift from God and should be enjoyed within the context of marriage between a man and a woman, superscript 1 superscript 3. Sexual immorality is a broad term that encompasses various sinful acts related to sex and sexual desire, superscript 3. It is one of Satan's most effective weapons for the destruction of souls, superscript 1. The sin of immorality never seems to lose its subtlety at the beginning or its destructiveness at the end. Its beauty is exceeded only by its deadliness, superscript 1. The Bible says, "Flee from sexual immorality." All other sins a person commits are outside the body, but whoever sins sexually sins against their own body, 1 Corinthians 6 verse 18. This verse emphasizes the importance of avoiding sexual immorality and the consequences that come with it. It is important to remember that God loves us and wants us to live a life that is pleasing to Him. He has given us the Holy Spirit to help us overcome temptation and live a life that is holy and pure, superscript 1. We should strive to honor God with our bodies and our actions, and avoid anything that would lead us away from Him. Any sexual activity that deviates from the monogamous relationship between a husband and a wife is immoral by God's standard. The Lord does bless the sexual relationship in matrimony. Marriage is to be held in honor among all, and the marriage bed is to be undefiled, Heb 13:4 a.m. But He is not pleased with sexual activity of any kind other than that. For fornicators and adulterers, God will judge. Scripture makes it clear that people who habitually engage in sexual immorality thereby demonstrate that they are not Christians. Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor the covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers, will inherit the kingdom of God. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take away the members of Christ and make them members of a prostitute? May it never be. Or do you not know that the one who joins himself to a prostitute is one body with her? For he says, "The two shall become one flesh." But the one who joins himself to the Lord is one spirit with him. Flee immorality. Every other sin that a man commits is outside the body, but the immoral man sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you have been bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body. The apostle was concerned that the new Corinthian believers had not completely abandoned such activities. The situation at Corinth, where Paul was when he wrote the Thessalonian epistles, surely highlighted the danger of sexual sin and motivated Paul's warning to the Thessalonians. The command, then, is for total abstinence from any sexual activity outside marriage. Adultery can harm a person's mental and emotional health and have religious repercussions. It may result in remorse, humiliation, and negative self-esteem issues. As a result, the individual and their partner may experience emotional distress. It can also result in losing trust and communication in a relationship. According to the Bible, adultery is considered a sin and has spiritual consequences. When you indulge in sexual sin, you risk the loss of spiritual gifts and favor, Proverbs 28 verse 13. Sexual sin is condemned by God, Exodus 20 verse 14. So you are bonded by sin when you go against His principles and teachings. Sin only attracts God's punishment and access to bad luck and disappointments. Still, when you follow God's commandments by respecting your body and partner, you attract His blessings and favor, John 15 verse 7. Adultery directly affects God's favor and rewards. God's law directly impacts our relationship with Him and His favor toward us when we violate it. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, nor His ear heavy, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have veiled His face from you, that He will not hear, the Bible says in Isaiah 59 verses 1-2. According to the book of Proverbs, those who commit adultery are also prohibited from praying to God. When a man commits adultery, it is a disgrace. Even the innocent are harmed, Proverbs 6 verse 32. Adultery was punished harshly in biblical times. According to Leviticus 20 verse 10 of the Bible, adultery was punishable by death by stoning. Currently, can you die from adultery? Yes. Consider the death penalty in a moral society, her envious spouse, your envious spouse, sexual disorders, impaired judgment, guilt-driven suicide, etc., Proverbs 14 verse 12. We know that all sin results in death, Romans 6 verse 23. Temptation promises us pleasure and fulfillment in sin, but sin always demands more of us than it offers, James 1 verses 13 to 15. Jesus Christ is the only way to be saved from spiritual death. In order that whoever believes in Him might not perish but have eternal life, He lived a spotless life and paid the price for our sins, John 3 verse 16.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comments section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.